I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. With me is Philip Pointner, Chief of Digital Identity for Jumio. And identity is what we're talking about. But first of all, I'd like to ask you, Philip, about the software that you launched late last year, AI-driven predictive analytics. How do we use AI-driven predictive analytics to identify fraud patterns and stop them, which is the important thing?
Sounds like a lot of buzzwords, doesn't it? But all these words actually have meaning. And so, you know, what we looked at is just the evolution of what fraudsters are doing over the last 2 years. They are now using way more AI and generative AI to create fake IDs and deep fakes and whatnot. And so we knew we had to develop something to fight, especially the most sophisticated variants of that. And we're doing that by connecting data. And so we're looking at transactions now across customers, forming that intelligence network where we can create knowledge about the tech patterns that we can find using machine learning. So back to your technology question. When we say AI, what we mean is it's no longer a rules-based system. So in the old days, these, you know, fraud detection systems, they would all have a human operator that would say, oh yeah, if this connection is, you know, this transaction is connected to this other transaction via they have the same face, that's worth 30 points in my system. And if I have seen this IP address transacting with another document, that's worth minus 15 points in my system. That's no longer how we do this. And so now we are creating these linkages between transactions. Those are just the facts. And then there's a machine learning model that is being told in hindsight which are the good citizens and which ones are the fraudsters. And then it learns and it sees these patterns of connections that are linked to good citizen behavior and to fraudsters. So the simplest example I can give is if I use my driver's license in May and then I use my passport in September with a different organization, that will create such a linkage between these two transactions. But that's good citizen behavior. If I open a bank account at five different banks who are all Jumio customers in within 1 hour, that's clearly not normal behavior, right? And so that's this kind of pattern-driven fraud detection that we can do now that is based on identities. This has been done for payment transactions for a long time, but we are now doing it for identities.
Well, let's talk about one word that you used there, and that was, the word was interconnected, because I've got a number here that I understand Jumio has come up with. 25% of fraud is interconnected, you say. Explain that. What do you mean by the fraud being interconnected?
So in the old days, you know, the fraudsters would very often be, you know, lone wolf operators, just one person by themselves trying to attack different businesses, open accounts, do identity fraud. We are now seeing way more of a group effort where we have these syndicated fraud rings that are well organized, and they will do, you know, short time, high energy burst attacks against our customers where 25 people, everyone has a stack of fake IDs on their desk, and they'll try to open as many accounts in the shortest amount of possible to just hide what they're doing. And those are often then very, you know, we can see these connections often because it's the same faces that appear on different IDs. And so now we're like, well, that face, we've seen the face before, but last time, you know, your last name was different or your entire nationality was different. How come? And then also other data points that can drive these connections, whether that's a document number or an IP address or a device. We're all paying the price, right? And so The cost of these frauds are priced into our products and services. And at the same time, we also have the friction that comes with it as a good citizen.
Sounds to me like what you're saying is that we're seeing the industrialization of fraud.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it is. It's now become a business model. It's a day job now for people to go in. You know, they walk into an office and their job is to open fake accounts.
That's pretty depressing. So how do we, on the other side of the fence, how do we protect ourselves against that? What can firms do?
So we need to look at these new technologies, like a machine learning model. The old ways of spotting this just in hindsight are not good enough. And so the other kind of buzzword that you said in the beginning is predictive. And so that's another key to this is we don't want to see these attacks, you know, 2 days later when we sit down and look at what happened. We want to see these attacks as they happen. That's exactly the type of technology that you want. Is so predictive means this machine learning model is so smart, it says, oh, I'm seeing a series of six transactions that are connected. You know, I'm not sure how these, like these six alone might not constitute an attack pattern, but it knows that if I see another six that follow in that same pattern, then I'm going to see the full attack. And so already at this early stage, it will raise the risk level to indicate that something is going on. And that's this predictive nature. And that's a wonderful technology to stop this. The face is playing such a critical role because the fraudsters nowadays, they understand how to create an infinite number of email addresses. Even phone numbers don't pose a restriction anymore. You can have any number of phone numbers that you want. They can spoof their device fingerprint and their IP addresses, but they only have one face. And so they're trying to work around this with deep fakes. But there is very good technology to counter that. And so this is really an area that's fascinating because the technology outperforms the human eye and brain. So if you show these pictures to even trained people, you just can't tell, you know, who's fake and who's real, but the technology can.
It can now. Will it continue to be able to do so?
It's an arms race, for sure. It's definitely an arms race. And so every time we put measures in, we see the fraudsters finding ways to work around it, and it's our turn again. So that's the eternal game.
At one stage in the last 12 months, people were saying AI is going to be the solution. AI is going to solve everything. And I just kept thinking then, yeah, but what happens when the bad actors get their hands on it?
Yeah, I've recently learned about fraud GPT. I don't know if you've heard about that. It's a large language model, very much like ChatGPT, but it's trained to come up with and operate scams.
We probably best not discuss that too much, I suppose. But the key is verification of identity. What are the immutable things that I need to do to make sure as a business that my ID verification is up to snuff, is good enough?
You're looking for vendors in the space that have a track record of being successful and being implemented. On our side, you know, we are working with some of the most reputable banks in the UK and also globally. It's a question of just also being exposed to these frauds and seeing them. So because we have so much volume and so much insight into onboarding transactions, that interconnectivity that we're using now is really giving us a good leverage over the fraudsters. So we've identified, you know, over a billion people in our company lifetime. And these things just help, just the learning that comes with that and the experience.
Well, let's look forward. We're at the start of 2024. What do you think are going to be the key things to look out for this year? What are going to be the key trends in fraud detection and identity verification?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. So one is the, like I already said, this connectivity of data. And funny enough, if you go to, you know, a financial crime conference, you will hear people talk about this from morning to evening, right? Everybody wants connected data, and the banks are talking about connecting data, and in the gaming industry they're talking about connected data, and everybody wants it, but nobody really understands how to get there and how to do it. And there is also this distrust in some industries that, oh, is my competition gonna put their best customers on this fraud list so I don't onboard them? And so there's really a lot of obstacles to getting there. But I think 2024 is going to be a year where the tides are turning on this. And I think that collaboration, it used to be one business against all the fraudsters out there, and it's organized crime, right? And it's that word means something. It's organized, and we on the other side, we're not, right? And so I think that's the big change in mindset, that it's an entire industry plus their vendor landscape against the fraudsters. And I think that is the big change in 24. And then I think that especially around biometrics, we're going to see, again, improvements in liveness detection, so anti-spoofing and presentation attack measures. What's also interesting is this entire idea that you can combine and orchestrate a lot more of these risk signals that previously were kind of sold standalone. And so you would, as a business, you would have a vendor that gives you intelligence about a phone number and proves ownership of that phone number. You'll work with another entity that has email reputation and email age insights and these kind of things. You'll then have a device fingerprinting company that you work with and an identity verification provider that looks at the government issued ID. And I think more and more these things are getting consolidated and businesses are looking for a turnkey solution that gives them all these tools out of one vendor so they can have a simplified contract landscape and they can also hold one vendor accountability for their fraud problems.
So we'll see that kind of agglomeration of the industry, a coming together of the anti-fraud industry.
That is my prediction. Yeah, absolutely.
Philip Pointner, Chief of Digital Identity at Jumio, thank you very much.